And now this is a dictation for Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S, May 2943. Address as a letter to Dr. Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, 8755168. Dear Dr. Anderson, a follow-up for Mr. Hayes, chronic kidney disease, hypertension. I have not seen him in more than a year. Comes accompanied with family member, morbid obesity, off and on vertigo and lightheadedness, progressive memory issues, decline since wife passing away, prior fall a few weeks ago without any loss of consciousness, did not go to the emergency room, lost balance, not following assault restriction, was evaluated in the emergency room for edema, apparently no thrombosis or blockages. Follows with rheumatology Lansing for rheumatoid arthritis. Next paragraph, medication review. I will highlight the losartan, otherwise Norvasc discontinued because of edema. Next paragraph, present blood pressure 148, 83, at home 130 over 80. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no gross arrhythmia, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness. Still edema below the knees without cellulitis. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 1.64, representing a GFR 41, test stable over time, test stage 3B. Normal electrolyte acid base. Normal calcium phosphorus, PTH not elevated. No gross anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, stable, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Underlying hypertension, at home well controlled. No need for EPO treatment, no need to change diet for potassium bicarbonate replacement of phosphorus binders, edema relative improved of the Norvasc, is my understanding workup for edema otherwise was negative. Urine do not show evidence of protein. There has been discussions about question venous insufficiency. He's supposed to wear compressing stockings. All this was discussed with the patient and family. End of dictation.